You know, as we work through this, I think you're aware, and others, that the only reason that some of my producers have survived the last 3 years of low prices is because we've had extraordinary yields, you know, and it's saved us. And I've been concerned about what's going to happen going down the road because crop insurance follows the prices. And so any of you that know how crop insurance works or have had to buy it, you know, what you're doing is you're buying coverage to guarantee a loss, you know. So it's very important, but it's, you know, it is, I'm concerned about this. So I kind of went, you know, I went along because the chairman told me they didn't have any money. I get that, and, you know, we're doing the best we can. But since the administration has started this trade stuff, I have become very concerned about where we're heading potentially in the future. And yesterday, even on sorghum, now we have 176% tariff, or whatever they're calling it, on sorghum, which is 70% in China, is 70% of their crop. You know, so we have sent a letter, and I'm just advising you, to the White House, signed by all the members on this side of the aisle, asking them that if they're going to have additional money that they're going to try to make available to farmers because of the damage that potentially could be done by the trade deals, that we not do that on an ad hoc basis. I don't think that would be a good idea. Senator Roberts in the Senate has said the same thing. But if there is extra money, what I would like to suggest and what we have in this letter is that the money be put into the Farm Bill on a permanent basis, into the Title I of the Farm Bill, so we can improve the safety net in case we get into a continuing low price situation. And so I just wanted you to be aware of it. I'm not going to put you on the spot in terms of what you think about it, but I really am concerned. Well, this is not a partisan deal. There's not anything that I'm trying to cause any trouble than I already have. But, you know, I really am worried about this. And this is a self-inflicted wound that we don't, frankly, don't need. And if we get into this situation, we don't need a one-time bailout. You know, Frank talked about Freedom to Farm. We were here when they did that. It was a fiasco. We tried to tell them it wasn't going to work. They ended up spending a bunch of money to bail out people, you know. And if Comvest wouldn't have been so smart to get Newt to give them $55 billion, we wouldn't have been bailed out at the end, you know. So anyway, ad hoc things are not a good idea. And this might be an opportunity if we all got together, if they're going to put more money on the table, to get it into Title I so we can have a better safety net. I yield back.